Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a fantastic Monday morning. I don't think Nell thinks it's going to be a fantastic Monday morning because you're in New York, aren't you, Nell?
Yeah. So 5 hours before you. It's not even quite morning yet. It's still night.
So it's still pitch black where you are. But I've got to say thank you so much for getting up to do this interview with us.
Sure. Thank you.
Let me introduce you. You're Nell Bryden, and you've got a brand new single that came out last Friday. Is that right, Nell?
Yes. So the single is called These Changes, and it's part of an album that's just come out called The Collection. And The Collection, it sounds admittedly like I sort of, you know, was thinking of a mafioso meeting of godfathers that were getting together. It's The Collection, But actually, it's a collection of all my radio singles. So there's 21 total on there.
Wow.
Yeah. And as I didn't, you know, people were sort of saying, why don't you do a greatest hits? And I was like, can't do that. Nothing's ever been a hit. So we can't do that. And then they were saying, let's do a best of. And I don't like the idea of best of. It just makes me want to break out in hives because it makes me think my best work is behind me. And I don't feel that way.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
So The Collection is perfect. You can get that now. It's like it's a collection of radio singles that that I have been incredibly blessed to get on the radio as an independent artist. You know, I don't have the major label machinery behind me, and it's been sort of mind-boggling to be able to get, you know, such national radio attention for just this little podunk person doing it all herself. So I've been delighted with that, and it felt like cause for celebration, finally, you know, a reason to pop the cork and put something out with them as a body of work as a whole.
Well, I've listened to this, these changes. I've listened to it. Fantastic, Nell. That's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. It's something that I really wanted to be quite honest about where I am. You know, I think with pop music, often we sort of get these glossy, you know, everybody's at the club, we're going to go dancing, everything's fantastic. Let's, you know, it's quite sort of materialistic and glossy. And I don't relate to music like that. I think for me, the artists that are the most true are the sort of ones like that have very, a lot of vulnerability in their voices. They're clearly going through something. And as a songwriter, I really wanted to have, you know, a sense that life is not always perfect. I wrote this during lockdown. I was staring at my four walls. I felt like I was going mad.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand
life
that.
Is hard.
Yeah.
Marriage is challenging.
Yeah.
You know, things are not always easy. And I wanted to be honest about what I was feeling and that this is the result of that. And I think people, you know, because so many people have gone through quarantine right now and lockdown and personal challenges, that people can relate to that sense of what I was going through.
So you wrote all 21 songs that are on the album?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
With the help of some other people, because it's great to do, I mean, not all of them, maybe half of them were co-written with other people. But yeah, I've written every single one of them. And that is something I'm so proud of. I know it's dangerous to say you're proud of something because you don't want to sound like, I don't feel like, again, like it's just something, it's something to be celebrated for me personally, because each one of those songs is something that mattered to me personally. And for me, the stakes in songwriting are very high because I'm doing something that I want to be moved by myself and hopefully move other people. And you got to do something that's true to yourself. And so for that to happen, you know, not all 21 songs, I think I hit the mark on. Some of them were a little bit more glossy and disco than I would have liked personally. And some of them are so honest and so real, like Sirens and These Changes. And there are others on there. A lot of them, most of them, actually, I really stand behind, and I think that they are, you know, are sort of quite exposed emotionally, and that is important to me.
So are you gonna, there seems to be a rage at the moment with people, artists especially, doing a how can I put it, a front room style setting with a group, and then they're doing it to video. Are you going to start doing that sort of thing? Because I think that's fantastic to watch.
You mean like people in their sort of living room, and they've got people filming it?
Yeah, they just film it. They just do a GoPro camera, stick it on the wall, and then they just shoot. I've seen quite a few, and they look really good now.
Well, darling, I'm so ahead of the curve with this because I started doing that last year before there was any pandemic or anything. Yeah.
Wow.
You know why? I was totally selfish about it. I've put out 5 living room session series, and each series has probably 14 songs in it. And I started doing it about a year and a half ago, and it was totally selfish. It was because I love my band so much that I didn't want to wait until the next tour was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, at the time I was living in London, and I invited my friends down to film it, and I invited my band down to come and stay. And I cooked all this food, and we all sat in my living room and set up all the camera work and started filming it. And then once I would release one song every week. It was mostly my songs. We were doing covers as well. And that went on. I released a living room album session last year because there were sort of fan favorites from the album that people wanted to put out. And then of course we get to this year, and lo and behold, like that's the only way we can do it in the world anymore. Right. In fact, I can't even get my UK band to play with me now. I have to do it remotely. So I'm doing my parts from New York, and they're playing their parts from, you know, wherever they are, respectively, Scotland and London and this and that. And when we did something with the BBC Concert Orchestra, then they were all respectively in their own homes as well. So it's even more remote now. But that idea of the living room sessions is really appeals to me because the music sounds different when you're just playing for yourself.
It does. It does.
Than when you're playing for an audience.
There's more heart and soul in it.
Not one is not better.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think with an audience, there's a lot of heart and soul with an audience, but you're trying to win them over. You're doing something to elicit a response from the audience. And that might be some drunk guy who's watching football and he wants you to get out of the way. So then I got to do something to win him over. That's going to make a different performance than if I'm just playing for my best friends in a room and we're just watching each other play each other's instruments. It's much more chill, you know, and there's something very appealing about that.
So have you got these videos on YouTube? Are they on there?
Yeah, they're all up there. They're called the Living Room Sessions.
Right, I'm going to type it in.
Up there.
I'm going to watch some of these because I love these. I'm going to type in Nell Bryden Living Room Sessions on YouTube after we've finished this interview, and I'm going to play your song These Changes. I'm going to play that in just a second. Have you got any UK tour dates that are coming up?
So I had a tour in May, set for May 2020, and of course that got changed because, like with everybody, you know, it made so much sense at the time. So I moved it to May 2021. So there is a tour for May 2021, and I'm, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I've kind of got my fingers crossed because who knows what's going to be happening in the world?
Yeah, that's right.
There's no way to know. Yeah. I know that live music is going to be the last thing to come back. I know that, you know, that's going to be it's probably in health terms, the least essential thing. Although I think culturally, it's really important that we get back to a point where we can be in a room together and playing live music. But we'll just have to see. You know, in the UK, you guys are a little bit further along than we are in the States. The States is a bit of a mess right now. So, you know, live music here is not going to come back for a long time, I think. But I think maybe by May of next year, the UK will be ready for it. We'll see.
Christmas, it will start easing off for Christmas, and we should all be back. Well, fingers crossed, we should all be back by May.
Fingers crossed, right? Exactly.
I'm going to play These Changes, but I want you to intro it.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the song, These Changes, the 21st song on the collection. And it's a song that I wrote during quarantine in New York City, staring at my four walls and you know, having a hard time in life. And I was listening to a Joni Mitchell song, and she and her voice and her lyrics are sort of what got me through a dark time. So here is These Changes.